Well, hello and welcome to Thursday's edition of the Soccer Central podcast. James Sharman here alongside Thomas Dobby. Hey, Tom.
What's happening?
Not much.
No?
Not much.
We're waiting for punters as usual.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Someone's late again. Yeah. Busy doing nothing all day.
Yeah, that's odd. Yeah, working today or anything.
No.
We find a way to, you know, make it here on time. And
you worked last night till when? What time did you work till?
I got out of here at about 20 after 3.
Right, and home by 4-ish?
Yeah.
4:30?
No, yeah, 4, yeah. Bed at 6, yeah.
Slept till?
2. I mean, that's standard.
Fair enough.
Yeah, sure.
And you made it on time?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
I guess you care about the listeners.
I guess so.
One thing about Dunlop, people don't realize is, you know, good guy he is, but he hates the listeners and the viewers. He rips them like you wouldn't.
Oh, detest. Just cretins, he calls you.
Oh, awful names.
That's untrue.
Completely untrue.
He loves you all.
He does.
Yeah. We just, you know.
Anyone that's watching or listening to Dunlop, he loves.
Yeah. He's a narcissist. Yeah, exactly. Quite, yeah.
Anyway, he'll be joining us at some point.
All right.
Really busy week. Busy day today. Really busy day today. Europa League games, which don't scoff, audience. I hosted today with Craig, as usual. And once again, they were outstanding. Now, we'll get to the Champions League games later in today's show.
But first, Trabzonspor 0, Napoli 4. Trabzonspor, what happened there?
The defense wasn't what I expected.
But please stop.
I'm trying to figure out why. Because, I mean, the Champions League games weren't great this week, were they?
They weren't.
And
no, they really
there's so
weren't.
Much pressure on those games, in the first legs in particular. But last year in the Europa League and this year so far, they've been great. And I wonder if it's because there's just less pressure and the teams have a little bit less weighing on them and they just play football.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the fact that, you know, to go out in the round of 32 in the Europa League is okay, whatever. We might as well go out, play our game and not, you know, sit back and wait for the second leg. Because you're right. I mean, when you look at the Champions League matches of those four, I mean, Shakhtar and Bayern was atrocious. Mm-hmm. There was, I think, 2 shots on goal in total, tons of cards. Tons of fouls. Once Alonso went off, it's kind of like, okay, well, Bayern, you know, settle for that point and so be it. PSG-Chelsea was good. PSG, you know, that was the best game of the four, I think.
And it was really, it was a good second half.
It was a good second half, yeah. I mean, yeah, you just think these teams are playing tight and they don't want to lose it in the first leg. And when you look at them, the only one that's kind of like, all right, it's done is, you know, Real Madrid going home with a 2-0 lead. The other ones all kind of, they're open for the second leg and you could see either of them going through, whereas the Europa League, okay, let's just, you know, throw everything out there and go for it. And
I wonder
not?
Though as we progress and we get to say the semi-finals, whether it gets tighter again, because there is that Champions League berth available to the winner this year, which is big.
Yeah,
big time,
big
pressure.
Yeah.
Right, but I know that they seem loose and there's 41 goals today in 16 games, which is pretty decent. Well, look who's here.
Oh,
look who's shown up.
Hello gentlemen. All how
right.
are you? How are
you? Well,
what
was it today?
I want to thank Darren Osborne for opening the door. He's a great pipes guy on the other Rogers voice
like,
properties.
He sings or he's got, he works out?
I don't think that he sings. No, he's got a great voice.
Mm.
Yeah. Right. He opened the door and said, you look like a shady character. And I said, I know your voice, but I have no idea who you are. And he let me in. The Rogers family of radio stations for those.
All right, but why were
no
you
idea
late?
What I'm
yeah,
talking
why
about.
Were you late?
Well, I was watching the end of a couple thrilling Europa League matches and didn't realize that I would need more time than the end of Sharman's broadcast to get here.
So. What was your go-to game today?
I was flipping back and forth, but I had my eye on Spurs.
Did you?
Yeah.
1-1.
I just thought that there was more possibility for a goal there than there would be in
our
Liverpool.
Boy Dom Gentile was watching that one too.
I think
they went to the pub.
Yeah, he did.
Big day. He asked me, yes, sir, you want to go to the pub, Spurs, Fiorentina? No, I don't, actually. I got
fairness,
stuff to do, but...
In fairness, though, Dog and Bear, the pub they went to, the best bangers and mashup anywhere
so good.
In the world.
Remember during the World Cup?
Yes.
And they were like, it's not on the menu. I'm like, come on. That's why like she made it. She's like, don't tell anyone, though. It's like everyone, like, friends
Our
joining us.
I'm
like, bangers and mash amazing. Gotta get it. She's like, I told you not to tell anyone.
That's the Dog and Bear on Queen
right.
Street?
That's right, yeah.
Downtown Toronto?
Yeah. Queen and Dovercourt. Good spot
Get
to
out
watch
there.
A match.
Have some bangers and mash.
The owner's a West Ham fan, unfortunately. But.
One of the owners, one of the co-owners, is Snake from Degrassi.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Punters had his little birthday bash there last year.
I did, yeah.
It turns into a different ground because it's a good place to watch a game during the day, during the World Cup. Nice, pub. And then night turns into like there's like gangster rap blaring and like quite the like hipster crowd.
It's
a weird
spot,
place. I mean, everywhere on Queen between Dufferin and Bathurst is hipster now.
I always got Snake and Wheels mixed up.
All right.
Who was who?
I didn't watch
Snake
Degrassi.
Was tall, right?
I have no idea.
Right?
Yeah, Snake's a tall guy. Yeah. He's also the principal on the current Degrassi for those youngsters that might.
Now, and Wheels was the dude that got done for drunk driving on the show, right?
I think that's
right.
Did
he
right,
die? Yeah. Gareth Wheeler?
At what point in your Canadianism did you stop using the term drink driving and substitute it for drunk driving? That's what you just said now.
I said what?
Drunk driving.
Did I?
Yeah, but every Brit says drink driving.
And do we say drunk driving over here?
Correct.
Do we?
Yeah.
Okay. They know that.
So you've just acclimatized without even noticing that you've lost your Britishisms.
Yeah. Well, it's been 25 years.
Has it been 25, actually?
It will be this year.
Wow.
Big party. 25 years.
Dog and Bear, where are we going?
Yeah, exactly. Bangers and Mash. Okay. Very authentic. Yeah, but I think Wheels, I think maybe in the final episode or the movie, I think he killed a family.
There was a
something.
Movie?
All right. Now I know how the listeners feel and don't know what we're talking about. It's very
boring.
There's
a lot of Degrassi fans.
Eyes
there,
gloss
sure.
over. Like.
Well, okay, so Europa League, Tom.
Okay, back to the Degrassi chat.
Dinamo Tbilisi.
No Spurs
you.
One.
I was already
Fiorentina.
Asking about Trabzonspor. What happened against Napoli?
Roberto Soldado scored a goal.
Oh, that's
there's something
good,
from that one. Now, the big news, though, which came very late, was in the Liverpool-Besiktas game. 0-0.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Ibe, who's played great once again at wing-back, won a penalty, right? Clear-cut penalty. So, penalties awarded. There's no Steven Gerrard. He's mm-hmm. hurt, right? Who takes the penalty. So, who's going to take the penalty? Well, Balor's come on as a sub. It's looked pretty good, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But Jordan Henderson picks the ball up, the captain. It's mine. Balor takes the ball from him. Has a few words. Hendo just turns away, shakes his head, drops a couple of F-bombs, and lets Balor take it, who then indeed scores a very well-taken penalty. Post-match, Steven Gerrard's being interviewed, and he says, Mario disrespected Jordan Henderson there. The club's rules are the rules. Jordan should have taken it. I think it's a big deal. Now, people are saying, get over it.
Big thing, yeah.
Get over it. But the thing is, you got to earn certain things at a club, right? What has Mario earned so far?
And here's the other thing that always bothers me about this penalty thing. There should be, who is the penalty taker for that match should be predetermined, I mean, on a club. But, you know, if there's that week during training, it's decided who's on the field, that's who's going to do it. And it should be, okay, it's Henderson. Then there's no,
but
what is this? It's happened before.
Gerrard suggested that there was, and it was Henderson was the penalty taker. Now, maybe that's a starting 11. On comes Balor
off
the bench.
So how does he let Balor take it?
So why did Henderson let it go?
Yeah, well, that's a great point. Why? Yeah.
I think it's Henderson more likely to have Balotelli score than him.
He said that Mario was confident, but so was I.
Yeah.
You're the captain, right? Now, in personal opinion, it should be Mario.
It should have done the Captain
penalties,
Phillips.
Right?
I'm
right.
the captain now.
I haven't seen that movie yet. Don't ruin
right.
it for me.
Well, I mean,
Pirates,
that's
right?
just the line.
Isn't like Johnny Depp in it or something?
No, it's Tom Hanks.
Pirates.
Very good movie.
He's the pirate movies, isn't he?
It's not Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay.
It's
stop here.
Okay, back to Andrew.
Right.
Yeah, but I think it's a big deal. And once again, it's Mario putting himself ahead of the team and making it all about Mario on a team that already has him on a very short leash. Why? I mean,
right.
it's Mario, right?
But it's Balotelli, so it's going to get more publicity, anything like this, right?
Because I think anyone, though, it'd be a big deal.
Think about it. It happened at the end of January with Morales with Baines, right? I believe it was in a cup as well. I think it was maybe in the FA Cup. But Morales took it off Baines, who was always their taker, and he missed. And I think they ended up drawing 0-0. You didn't like. It's like we don't talk about that anymore. It's not a big deal.
Yeah. Well,
Balotelli, this is going.
Yeah,
oh my God! Of course, it's going to happen. Sure. He does it to himself, and I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but Mario.
People say, "Well, he scored. It doesn't matter." But this is the same as you know. It's all about intent, isn't it? And
sure.
it's a terrible tackle. Well, the guy wasn't injured, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Right? It's just to me, it's just more of a headache for Liverpool. But hey, listen, it won the game, so.
So if you're Brendan Rodgers,
it'll fade away pretty quickly.
You drop him for the next game.
Well, he was on the bench. Didn't start this one, right?
But do
you
not dress him.
I know. We're going to find out. It's interesting, but you did disrespect your captain on international television.
I think that's what you do. You Brendan Rodgers put it to bed and be like, you know, the designated taker was Jordan Henderson. Balotelli scored. We appreciate the confidence, but that's not how we do things. He's sitting one game, and that's the end of it. Next question.
Love to see that.
Yeah, that's all you need to do. That's all you need to do. But he won't. He'll jump in his Panamera Porsche and.
Well, at the same time, then maybe you deal with it internally because if you do that, then you've created something as well, right?
Well, he's going to be asked.
He came out and said, basically, we've got lots of great takers on this side.
Yeah.
He took the high road,
right? But had he spoken to Stevie G before?
Stevie G probably shouldn't have gone out on TV and said that. Either,
probably,
really.
Yeah. Did Gerrard not play today?
Thing. He's hurt. He's out for 2 weeks.
Oh, is he?
3 weeks? Yeah, hamstring.
Right. Yeah. There you go. I don't know.
Other games to talk about: Celtic 3-3.
That was good. A rematch. I saw the highlights.
Our boy Adriano Mancini asked, why can't Inter defend the 90th?
Did he? Yeah.
At what point did he become our boy? Just a question.
Adriano. Well, we know him.
Okay. We know Adriano Mancini.
I'm only teasing.
He's a great lad. And a big time Inter Milan fan.
Yes, he is.
Lives, I mean, 3-3 away is still very good. Result good should game. Be no problem going home in the second. I can't believe we've talked so much about the Europa League.
Well, just you didn't watch it. There's good games today, and then there's some good storylines.
I would hope that you did not talk about Qatar off the top.
We haven't mentioned it. We will.
No, we just bashed you for a bit.
Yeah, then, understandable. Yeah.
A little bit.
Why were you late? Oh, the Europa League. You're
actually watching the games. Should have come in and watched him here.
I should have. You're right.
Great way to spend a day off.
Yeah, but that would involve waking up before 2, and that's ridiculous.
What's your excuse? Yeah. We got late last night.
No, that's just my...
You're just depressed.
My brain, that's right. Yeah, my
sleeping all day.
That's me. I just want to sleep
exactly
all day.
That's exactly it. Thanks for putting it out there.
Yeah, you have to deal with life when you're sleeping.
Yeah. Hashtag Rogers talks. Yeah, good.
All right. Well, let's get past then. Europa League before Dobby vomits.
Yeah.
But I thought it was a great day of action. And this tournament is growing in my estimations as I host it. Champs League, all right? Didn't come close to the drama of today's action, obviously. PSG won, Chelsea won. Mentioned before, you came in, it was a good second half.
Yeah.
But overall, not a great, great game, but a great result for PSG, who deserved more, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I think that Chelsea were quite lucky to come away with just the draw. Thought that PSG could have put maybe... 2 more away and should have had a 3-1. But at the same time, I didn't think that PSG were as convincing either. They were given the ball and possession of the ball for more than, you know, Chelsea would be comfortable, I think, to give up. But at the same time, they didn't really do anything with it. So, all in all...
I mean...
Jose's,
you know,
happy.
The impetus is on PSG to do it, right? And it's like, you look at last season. You don't want to compare. They're different teams. Yeah. Everything is, you know, obviously new and it's a year later, but... PSG scored that late goal last season to win 3-1 at home. And when that goal went in, you just thought, wow, like that is the one that's going to seal it. And then Chelsea had that, you know, miracle comeback. Demba Ba scoring late there. Miracle. Okay, they won 2-0. But
yeah.
Demba Ba scored late there to turn it around. And they ultimately, you know, got through in those quarters
but
to lose in the
PSG
semis.
PSG don't look half as threatening as it did last year.
No, and you know what? Like, Cavani's got a lot of slack and a lot of flack that is... you know, for his time there. And you thought that partnership with him and Ibra when it first happened was going to really flourish. And they're struggling a bit in the league. I thought Cavani was much better than Ibra was Tuesday. I mean, Ibra was basically invisibly at that one chance late on, whereas Cavani was a constant threat. I thought that was a good sign for them. And he scored a lot in the Champions League. So, I mean, 1-1, yes, it's advantage Chelsea. Yes, they would have taken it. They got the away goal. But this is... not even close to being done. PSG could easily go there and surprise them. And when you think of Chelsea last year, they went to Atletico and got a 0-0 in the semis, and everyone's handing them that spot in the final.
Yeah.
And then they got beat 3-1 at home after being up 1-0, I believe, as well.
Yeah,
so
I think you're right.
You know, it's not a done deal whatsoever. PSG have the attacking threats to go and do it. And if it weren't for Courtois, they'd be going there with a lead. So I think this is, you know, going to be a great second leg.
On Cavani, though, if you look where he's playing, PSG, right? He's playing wide. He's playing the left-hand side. He's a centre forward.
Yeah.
And in the second half, he played centrally, and that's when he scored a goal. Could have scored
formation
two.
Formation geek these days. Yeah,
far from it. Far from it. But that is obvious, though, and the reason why he hasn't been successful is because Ibra's the man up front. You look at Napoli, he scored 23, 26, 25 goals.
Sure.
And we watched him a lot back in those days. Yeah. He was brilliant. He was the top, we thought, one of the top strikers in world football.
And we all said, why do you buy him? Why spend €65 million for it? And I think
it
also
was a big,
too,
shiny toy, expensive toy. It's PSG, right?
But I remember, if I'm not mistaken, there was something weird about when he signed his deal. It was like 4 years or 3.5 years. Like, it wasn't the usual superstar five, as we assumed maybe he was the replacement for Ibra, who doesn't really look like he's done just
I think
yet.
He's leaving in the summer, Ibra, don't you think? And then Cavani can step up and...
You'd think.
Into that role.
You'd think.
I mean, Ibra...
But how can TFC afford Ibra? That's the question.
Did you see Ibra's... goal celebration on the weekend against Caen?
With the tattoos? Yeah.
What do you think of that? Listen, that's just for the audience.
Yeah.
He scores a goal, takes his shirt off. He's got a ton more tattoos than usual, and it's part of his war on famine. He's got the tattoos of names from impoverished countries tattooed on his chest.
Temporarily tattooed.
Temporary, yeah, yeah. And it's great. It's a great idea. I think the idea was to do it post-match.
Mm-hmm.
He scores a goal, does it, gets a yellow card for doing it, then gets banned. because he's got too many yellows now. It's like, really, I commend you for the thought as far as, you know, this cause which you believe in. It's a great cause.
But you must have known that you were one yellow away.
There's a time and place for these things, right? And it's not after you score a goal when you're on four yellows.
Yeah. I wonder if it's just that he thought, didn't think that that moment lapsed where he's like, didn't realize he was on four. But at the same time, you can't make your team suffer for something personal that you've, albeit as important as it is, a cause that you've taken up.
And you feel for Laurent Blanc because what can he really say? He says he wasn't impressed by the yellow card, but how can you really attack the guy when he's fighting world hunger, right? Yeah. It's just, I don't know, not ideal.
Certainly not. I mean, he missed a second leg last year as well, if you remember, in that same tie. So
I mean, he's still good in the Champions League.
Yeah.
But this is, I think, in La Liga, he's going to miss the next
in Liga,
next game, yeah. Yeah, but I tell you who I do like a lot. Morrison plays Verratti. He's nasty. He's a bastard.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. They have some good pieces. I mean, Blaise Matuidi as well. I mean, they've got some really nice pieces in that team, but it's almost like this project is stalling a little bit, right? Yeah. And it's like, when you've got a team in a league like France, right? When it's outside of England,
the big four,
Spain or Germany now, even the big three, almost Italy's kind of, you know, I hate to say it, is still very much falling by the wayside of those. I mean, I still think that it's got a bit more credibility than France as that top league, but you know, you take out Juve and Roma, it's kind of
sure.
But when you're a team like PSG playing in France, it's not good enough to just win the league, and who knows if they can even do that this season. It's not good enough, and for a team like this pouring this money in, they have to reach at least a semifinal. I mean, last year's disappointment. And now all of a sudden, this would be a step back if you go to Chelsea and can't pull it out and you go out and there.
They should never let Ancelotti leave,
time.
Well,
Ancelotti should have been there still.
They didn't want him to go.
No, but I think he was pushed. And now Real was waiting there, of course.
Yeah.
But I think he was pushed.
I forget at the time.
Larry White not doing it for you?
Larry White.
What was it? What was it that
very good? Thank you. For Blanc's
what was it, and why was it that
Larry,
proud of myself? What was the like English word that you used to use all the time? There was an Italian guy that you used to call.
Bobby Drinkwater.
Bobby Drinkwater, Roberto Acquafresca. That's good. Yeah, excellent. All right, Putter. Sorry, you were speaking.
No, I
go ahead. Ancelotti, PSG.
Larry White. Yeah, he wasn't their top choice. He was choice number six. So what was it that PSG were doing in pushing Carlo at the time? I can't remember
now either, but I know that he wasn't voluntary.
Yeah.
I don't think they left.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever. They'll be okay, I think.
Interesting. Yeah,
but
I think
right, but they got advanced. And Laurent Blanc's gone next year, and maybe it's going to be Laudrup. He's sitting there at a Qatari club right now.
Yeah, Laiwiki.
Yeah. Laiwiki, that's right. Laiwiki is very... Qatar has this big theme. We talked
so
about
that's
it.
Why he didn't take the Villa job.
Well, we spoke about it with Bobby McMahon on Monday's podcast, and this whole Qatar connection with PSG and how dodgy it is.
Yeah,
how money goes in one pocket, out the other pocket for financial fair play, and how this guy Laudrup, their future coach, is sitting there coaching in Qatar when he could have gone to Villa or he could have gone to QPR. No, I'm going to stay in Qatar right now because he knows the PSG job's waiting for him. Very shady.
Mm.
Very shady. Very shady indeed.
Speaking of Qatar. Have we spoken about it yet? No.
We'll get there.
Okay.
It's coming.
Also, your boy Luis Figo, we're going to have to talk about
it. Yeah, we are.
Wants a 48-team World Cup. Piss off.
Please.
That's enough of his.
Real Madrid beat Schalke. How about some Real Madrid talk?
Yeah,
beat Schalke 2-0. It was cruise control. They didn't play very
cruise
well.
Cruise control? All
right. That's good too. Look at you. Fire today. Well, it is now.
He didn't really do much, but anyway.
Not one nice ball to Ronaldo, though. He didn't score the goal, but 2-0.
I mean, oh my God, the Ronaldo, the drought is over.
Three
he
games.
Didn't score for three matches.
299
Unbelievable.
Minutes.
Come on, that is, what are we doing here? What is this?
This media.
This crisis.
Sensationalized
these crises.
Honestly,
crisis.
The really pregame show is all about it, by the way.
Yeah, well, it's insane. Like, I didn't really read much up going into the game, and I start watching the game, and he scores. The drought is over. Oh, it's been a while since he scored. And like,
But the issue is, okay, the drought was part of his year so far, right? You know, he got suspended. He's whining about his knee injury.
But like,
He leaves.
Oh, he was out on his birthday. Yeah. He was out on his birthday having
drinks. Yeah, partying. That, by the way, was nonsense. People criticizing him after the derby, they lose, they get smashed. Was it 4-0?
It was 4-0.
And then he's out for his birthday having a party. What do you? These things are organized well in advance, yeah. Sure. Right? It's not like a couple of guys who want to come out later on tonight.
I hate to defend Ronaldo.
It's Ronaldo.
Still, come yeah. on. Like,
he's got to live his life.
God, D-Bag FC would be out in full force. It doesn't matter.
Do you think he went home alone that night?
I don't know. From the sounds of it, it was pretty much a family
probably
and friends party.
Not.
It wasn't.
Hey, Sheraton?
It's wrong Portuguese guy, okay? Wrong Portuguese.
What does Sheraton mean? The infamous.
Don't bring your boyfriend.
Legendary Dunlop story. And if you don't know what we're talking about, go back to episode.
Yeah, Lucas Pankari should tell us. He doesn't listen anymore. Lucas Pankari's too busy live tweeting the Scotties and Moose Jaw.
Lucas has dumped us.
No, it's ridiculous.
Actually, you know what I'm quite upset about?
I'm very mad.
I had my computer reformatted or iTunes. I lost my iTunes. And I've lost all of the old footy shows
really?
That I had recorded. Oh, no. Yeah, they've been wiped from my hard drive. So I was.
Were you nervous when they
lost the moment?
Computer?
Love to listen to.
I didn't actually
wipe the history before.
What happened was I'd connected a different iPod, sort of by mistake, and had clicked OK, and it wiped out my iTunes, and I can't find those original folders. So they might be in there because I am a computer idiot. But from my simple view, I cannot find my old iTunes.
Did you at least save your Pornhub?
Oh yeah, that's safe. Yeah, that's good. We'll miss that. So that's what you use, Pornhub. Now we all know.
It's the only way to go.
And that might be the first time in my life that I just flip something around on a
Charmin. That's very good. Yeah, that's the only way to go, isn't it? We'll talk.
Everyone knows what Pornhub is.
Sure, right?
But there's others.
Is it?
All right, moving on, fellas. Jeez,
that must be world. Cohabitating with girls. We have no choice.
What is going on when
we have no choice?
What is going on when we are sitting here at the podcast table talking about pornography and it's Dobby that's moving us on?
I know.
All right.
Wow. Inappropriate. It's a little inappropriate. Here.
Did you pick the colors for the room yet? Is that all sorted? How'd the paint job go?
Paint job was fine.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes a big difference, right?
Yeah, it's no, great. Yeah, I didn't know. I
went from a dark beige to a light beige.
I know. Like, it's seriously, like, it was fine. Difference. Like, all that.
I love beige.
Place is still a disaster. All right, moving on. The meal plan's going well, though. Nice. Enjoying my dinners.
That's great.
Yeah. So, it is nice. Trim. It makes me dinner.
Kale and chicken.
Great. I don't have to worry about it. Yeah, chicken.
There's nothing worse than going to like a Home Depot or a paint store and discussing paint chips with your wife. It is awful.
Oh, my God.
I get in, because I'm so disinterested, and she looks at me and, you should help me out here. Give me your opinion. I haven't got an opinion.
When we were
and if
painting,
I did, it'd be irrelevant anyway.
When we were picking colors, it was like, I'm like, just get whatever you want. Yeah. Like, no, I want you. Okay, how about this one?
No.
That one? I hate that one. Why did you ask me that? Just pick whatever you want. I don't give a shit. I really don't care.
I like
really
this one. Yeah, me care. Too. That's nice. But what about this one?
God, I just told this you podcast, this. I'd be in so much trouble.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Good thing they all
she's
hate
also
soccer.
Not on Twitter, which is amazing.
Yeah, very handy, actually.
Yeah, very handy, yeah.
Yeah, actually, I was talking about, I was with Ben Ennis on Tim and Sid yesterday, and somehow Irina Shayk's name came up, and I was talking about that, and he asked
I'm going to put it on you.
He asked me how my wife would, you know, deal with me discussing. I said, there's no chance of her ever listening to this radio show. There's more chance of me meeting Irina Shayk than there is Tony listening to the radio show.
There you go.
Probably fair enough.
Yeah. Anyway, where the hell were we?
No idea. James,
all right.
Can we
Basel,
get the guitar
Porto,
oh, Basel,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, boys. Be a pro line
you boys.
I'm a Benfiquista, but okay, I'll take that as the nationalistic thing.
What does Sam Mel still play?
I actually watched a lot of that game. I switched over from the Real match to that one, mainly because I needed a draw to win my pro line, which, thank you very much, perfect draw.
Much.
I mean, Porto dominated the stats, and they had a goal ruled off. I liked it that it was actually, and if people didn't see it, it was kind of comparable to the Man United goal that Herrera scored midweek or Monday at Preston when Rooney was in an offside position and the ball kind of went by him, but he didn't interfere with the play and they let the goal stand.
He was interfering though.
Right.
On the Rooney goal, right?
I mean, when you look at the one that got, you know, called off for Porto, you would say it's similar, if not
was
Rooney was more. I mean,
so. Two guys.
There was two guys, you know, but very similar to the Rooney, and the Rooney,
he moved, right?
Yeah.
He moved, and the keeper was potentially playing a deflection off him, right?
Absolutely.
So I think it was, and then the dive, of course, to win the penalty as well. Yeah. Rooney wasn't painting himself in the best colors in the match, was he?
And, you know, but Porto, I mean, they had 15 shots to one. Basel lucky to escape with a draw, and you would think that Porto go home and take it now. But, you know, Basel, one of those teams that always just kind of like I think for them to get to the round 16 even is a good thing, and you know, have their day. But I think that Porto has the lucky to get that draw first of all.
Yeah,
has the big time edge.
It was the dream time for them because Porto are long from the days a few years ago where unless they had a PSG or a Barca, you'd quite favor them against even let's say City, given how City have played in Europe. But this time around for them to get Basel, there's no reason for them not to win that tie. This is all the pressure's on them.
Yeah, they're a good team, Porto.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt. They're 2 points back at Benfica.
They are, yeah. Julen Lopetegui's been a great manager.
Yeah.
It took me about 6 months to learn how to pronounce his
name. Yeah, I was going
to
say bless
Lopetegui,
you.
Yeah. Well, he came from the Spain setup, right?
Yeah.
Under-19, under-21 champions of Europe, I believe.
God, they've won so much at youth level. I don't even remember.
I know. I think it was 19 and 21, I think.
Yeah. Is it the UEFA under-21s that they'd won most recently?
You know what? Yeah. U20s, U21s.
It's all the same.
It's so confusing. Just pick two age groups.
Yeah.
17s and 21s or 20s.
Well, for a while, England didn't even field one team.
No,
what was it? Under
they
20,
still don't, do they
didn't. Yeah, maybe not. They had only fielded the European competing team, which
too
I
much.
Think is 21.
It's too much.
Yeah. God.
All right, let's move on, shall we? More serious in that Chelsea PSG match. Well, just prior actually, there was Chelsea fans.
Idiots.
Call them fans, but sadly they are fans.
Yeah.
Tiny minority of racist idiots on the Paris Metro, refusing a black guy entry into the carriage and chanting racist chants. It's just staggering, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is.
Of these people. Now, the club have said they've identified three of those guys.
Well, great.
And they're considering a lifetime ban. I'm sure there's legalities here, and that's why they're saying considering, but there's only one option here.
Yep.
Lifetime bans.
Yep.
It's just an absolute embarrassment. And there's no point talking about it too much because we all in agreement here, right?
Of course.
No debate here.
Of course.
To say that, oh, it's part of a John Terry chant, shut up.
Yeah.
Just shut up.
Shut up.
You're embarrassing yourself,
and
making it worse.
You know what? Like, I mean, I do feel for 99% of Chelsea fans that obviously are not racist and aren't like that. And it just, you know, it kills your club and it kills them. And, you know, it bothers me that it's like that in anything, right? With these mm-hmm. situations and in life when, you know, such a small group of idiots can really affect, you know, an outlook and a thought process of a whole. It isn't fair in that way, but I mean, these idiots should be, never allowed to go to the bridge again. That's for sure.
I think we've come to a point though where most people can look at this and acknowledge it's just a select group of idiots. Even in that train, you saw, if you watched the entire video, you saw people leaving at other points mm-hmm. of the carriage. They wanted absolutely nothing to do. And I'd seen a few scarves, though I couldn't identify that they were Chelsea for sure. You know that there were enough people around that didn't approve of what was going on, be it that they were supporting Chelsea or not. But it's a disgusting thing to see. I'd seen the video, I think, before it was tweeted, maybe during the game I'd seen it, and thought, oh boy, here we go again. Here's another horrible story that we can't get away from. It's that's the disgusting part.
You know, the victim in this case, I give him credit, man. He has got some huge balls.
Mm-hmm.
He kept going back in there, trying to get in there. Like, wow. I'm not saying it's advisable with those mm-hmm. thugs, but at the same time, wow, unbelievable. And then just a couple of days before then, Arrigo Sacchi, legendary Italian coach, made some equally preposterous remarks
mm-hmm.
about the Italian youth setup and how there's too many black players. Oh, no, that's what I meant to say was, we're losing our Italian identity.
Why? No. Why is our game, like the game that we love, just so bloody infested with
maybe it's just it's
scum
society.
Why?
It's a segment of society.
I know, but it's just for some reason in soccer the racist element just will not go away. And maybe it's because, and I don't want to again paint a brush here, you don't want to, but that European culture, for some reason it seems like, I guess we're so lucky to be in North America where okay, there are problems and there are people like that, but it's not as prevalent on a day-to-day basis where you deal with it in North American sport, in North American life,
certainly
as in Europe.
North American sport, yeah.
And I don't want to paint a brush like that, but it seems like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it happens way more.
We just don't accept it. I mean, can you imagine going to the ACC?
I know.
And three or four guys, racially abusing Evander Kane when he arrives, from Buffalo. My God, you would never hear that
yeah.
in North American...
Although there was an incident in London a couple years ago, and Wayne Simmons, some idiot threw a banana on the ice.
Well, didn't the fans intervene in that case and almost self-police themselves, I believe? And it's one idiot, a mob, essentially. Yeah. You see it in European ties all the time, you know, and we're hearing about it every week, it seems, in Eastern Europe especially, mm-hmm. also in the Syria, you know, the chanting against the black guys. There's only one, and it always goes back to FIFA, right? And how you deal with it is you sanction the teams involved.
Yep.
And it may not be their fault as far as, you know, they didn't ask the players to chant these things. But
fans,
if you start banning teams and championships and docking points, they'll take the measures in their stadiums mm-hmm. and start banning these ultra groups. But until that happens, you're going to keep seeing this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
FIFA turn a blind eye to it. Oh, here's a €3,000 fine. Oh, you're playing for an empty stadium for a match. It's not enough. It's just not enough.
Yeah, but fine, Nicholas Bentner, what, $100,000 for wearing Paddy Power underwear?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Oh, it's just a joke. Today, actually, there's a lot of fan violence in Rome. Feyenoord hooligans trashing town squares.
Oh, wow.
Vandalizing 500-year-old fountains and statues. And the mayor of Rome has come out and said, you know, Feyenoord will pay for this.
Mm.
You know, our city centre's been devastated. It's a joke.
It's
a joke. It's hooliganism. It's not dead, unfortunately. And in recent years, it seems that it's really made a bit of a comeback.
Yeah, it's getting worse. It's sad to see. But, you know, Dobby kind of hit it on the head there. As in, you know, yeah, I hate to say it, but it's almost a reflection on an old school European, again, stereotyping, but it's an old school kind of European way of thinking. And as things in Europe get worse financially for the football fans, not to say the blue collar types, and these are the kind of the things that creep back into
hooliganism was born out of what? Social ills, right?
Yeah.
Unemployment.
And not to get too political or
yeah,
right?
that's exactly what, I didn't articulate it well, but that's exactly
not
what
to get overly political, but you see, I mean, and it's such an extreme, but it's like this goddamn like neo-Nazi movement again that's
coming back.
Becoming a thing again in Europe somehow, a thing. And it's these people that, you know, are jobless and this, and it's like they're born. They just they think that this is a way to rebel against a system, is to have these ridiculous ideological beliefs. And it really is sickening, and it creeps in your game. And you know, when we see it, you know, and we try to watch sports and work in sports and do it as an escape from the bullshit that is most of the world, unfortunately, these mm-hmm. days, and has been in the history of the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it creeps in, and then you just it really is. Bothersome. Let's move on.
All right. Well, on the bright side of the news, Qatar is going to be hosting a Winter World Cup.
No corruption there.
First of all, this report, by the way, sorry, I don't want to call out Grant Wall, but when he writes that my sources are confirming that there will be a Winter World Cup, like your sources are confirming, it's not confirmed until they come out, is it, publicly and say, we are confirming. When FIFA confirm it's a World Cup, it's a bit of a stretch for me. I'm sure he's heard. I'm sure it's going to happen. But the actual, I thought that was crap.
Well, I think that the tell was last week, and we spoke about it. I don't know. We might have spoken about it off air about how FIFA just gifted all the current World Cup rights holders 2026. And I knew right then and there that was the situation, particularly because of how it was being reported in the States, because ESPN have bolstered their soccer front and really want to have a go at, you know, when the next time rights come around, and we expect that with the Premier League rights, which are due up in a year. So the way it was reported, I knew that it was because you look at Fox as a property, they never would have bid half of that for a Winter World Cup because they couldn't accommodate it into their programming. So you're screwing everyone over, sure enough.
ESPN furious, I bet you.
Yeah.
Just furious.
Yeah. Well, but at the same time, it's furious that 2026 is gone. At the same time,
it could be in the States.
If they were in their situation, I know. But if they were in that same situation Fox is in now, they'd be just as screwed.
Oh, of course it would.
2022.
Of course it would, yeah. Yeah.
FIFA's an absolute... When I saw Grant Wall's tweet there and it just, you know, to me, even if it's still being reported or just a report of speculation, it just confirmed what I felt last week and just how sickening it is that FIFA would still go about this. Like, come on.
It gets no better, does it?
But, no.
I mean, we're not surprised by this. This is going to happen, right? It's not like it's, oh my God, this is going to be a Winter World Cup. Yeah. We've known this for a while.
I'd hope they had taken it away. Didn't you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But that's not going to happen, is it?
No.
Remember the report? Before Christmas? And, you know, all the legalities surrounding that report? Now the guy that actually wrote the report is saying, wait a minute, that's not what I wrote.
Yeah, it's going to be at the same time as the Winter Olympics as well, which will be great.
Oh, really?
Winter Olympics will be in 2022, right? 2014, 2018, 2022.
Yeah, Winter Olympics, they get smashed earlier by the World Cup.
The World Cup will be,
I think it's November, December, the World Cup.
Yeah, the Olympics will be February, yeah, March, right?
Year, anyway. NFL go under that year, wouldn't it?
Well, at least maybe Luis Figo can come in and,
Luis Figo, a 48 team World Cup. Yeah.
Let's go with 60.
Come on, Canada.
He's San Marino. Big day.
He's released his platform for his presidential bid, which he'll lose, sadly, because Sepp Blatter's a dictator.
Yeah.
But a part of this platform is a 48-team World Cup, or the potential for a 48-team
World Cup. Two 24-team tournaments simultaneously on two continents. God. Stop it. Stop it right now.
Right now.
Honestly. Give me Sepp Blatter.
22 is too much.
It is.
What's next? Like a 2016 European Championship? Oh, yeah.
24.
Yeah. 24, was it? Yeah.
I guess 24. Whatever. No. Bigger than 16.
Is... All right. Good. Yeah. That's James Charman, Soccer Authority, everybody.
I'm a mathlete.
Yes. All right.
Anyways, that's a stupid idea.
Idiots.
Although I'm sure.
So, one stupid idea. 37 other good ones.
Okay.
You're so biased because he's Portuguese and because you met him once.
That's right. Yeah. I could have retired. In fact, I handed Dobby the microphone and said, you do the rest of the day.
Yeah, we met a bunch that day. Did quick little interviews. Hey, Edwin Van de Sou.
Never did they.
Graham Lasso.
Freddie Lindberg.
Yeah, Freddie Lundberg.
Well, I've done Lasso already. Lindberg as well. Already. Yeah. Two of those. Yeah. Interviewed already. And mine went to air, actually, as well.
Oh.
Unlike your interviews. So. Yeah.
We didn't know the show was going to fold.
Mike Flash. I don't know. No. We don't try to understand things here. Are you kidding me? Just show up and speak when the mic is on.
Well, it should be on the website at least.
Great. Moving on. Back to Qatar.
Okay, sorry.
Lots of good tweets today, though. So should we get some?
Yes, let's do some here.
All right. Do Liverpool have a better chance to get back in Champions League via Europa League or BPL top four?
That's a great question, actually.
They're not going to win the Europa
League. Well, why not?
I don't think they will.
I would think top four is the more
likely.
They play Southampton away this weekend. That's a big one.
Huge game.
That's why, because I think that will be their focus over the last 2 months of the season.
But they fielded pretty much a first string today apart from Raheem Sterling.
Sure, but I just feel like, apart from Chelsea that one year, who I think kind of lucked into getting into the semifinals, they would have been content to have lost in the, I forget who they'd played in the quarterfinals there, but they would have been content to have bowed out at that time. Got through as they did, and then took care of business in the end and beat Benfica in Amsterdam. But I don't think that Liverpool will go down the same path.
But top four, okay, Arsenal are going to finish there, right? They are? I think they are anyway, right? They're better than Liverpool, Arsenal.
They might. So you think they got a better chance catching Manchester United?
Yeah, that'll be the team.
Yeah.
And Man U somehow keep getting results despite playing very average soccer. And
Spurs are there as well. I mean, I think...
And don't forget Southampton.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we can all kind of agree we don't think Southampton...
We said that before Christmas, too.
We did. It has a staying power. I mean, yeah, they're still there. Big game against Liverpool this weekend. I mean... Yeah. See,
good question, though.
There.
And, we're still at the last 86 of the Europa League right now, right?
So, yeah, exactly.
There's still a long way to go.
So much to go. And to further this kind of debate, Eric Crow also asks us, what should Liverpool focus on, top four, FA Cup, or Europa League? I mean, I think top four is what
if the thing is the FA Cup, they could cruise to the final. Right?
Depending who they would get in the semis.
But it's going to be one of Reading or...
Oh, did they already draw that? Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah, they got the easy route.
They did the semi.
Oh, yeah.
So that
you
means,
sure?
At this point, they bracket it.
They didn't do that last year.
Did this year.
Really?
Oh, boy.
Because last year I was in Panama when we got through the quarters, and then there was a draw, and we ended up drawing Hull.
No, trust me.
Really? That's new?
When did you go to Panama?
I went to Panama last year.
Because there's been
right after the Olympics.
A lot of talk about the
fix. What was the year you went to Haiti?
Sweet Jesus.
I went to El Salvador the year before that.
Sorry, go ahead, Charmin. Yeah, you know what it's like. It sucks, asshole, doesn't it?
It does. I'm saying there's been a lot of talk about the FA fixing this because Steven Gerrard,
really?
The finale for Liverpool in the Premier League, playing in the FA Cup final on his birthday as well.
Oh,
so that's,
I had no idea that they had done that.
So
Villa get Man United or Arsenal if they
win. Oh, great, good. Yeah.
That's stunning to me. Yeah. How did I not know that?
Hey, what do you make of...
like an idiot.
By the way, yes, FA Cup will be the third... in the priority. However,
did you know that, punters?
Is a really easy route to the final.
No, because we were discussing last week.
Yeah. I'm still trying to look this up and try to prove Charmin wrong because I didn't know that was.
We just accept that maybe I'm right about something.
When we least
expect
it,
my wife
is right.
Come on, believe me, I'm saying something that's true here.
Well, in a way, we are a bit married to each other at work.
In many ways, yeah.
What were you going to ask me, Timmy Sherwood?
Tim Sherwood as a Villa coach, you happy?
You know what? Yeah. He
it's Timmy Sherwood now, is it?
Timmy.
It's Tim Sherwood until he got hired. Now it's Timmy. Best buds, eh?
Timmy.
He's a winner. He knows how to win.
Is he?
He's he lifted.
What's he won?
Captain Blackburn to the Premier League title. And not to say he's going to take Villa
he
to those
captain,
rounds.
He was captain, wasn't he?
He was, yeah.
Jesus Christ. That's right.
I said Premier League, right? Yeah. Captain of the Premier League title. So I think that, he's really good. It's what he tells everybody. So hopefully we can see that from Villa. I just like that he's come in with a bit of a spirit that they've really missed. And a certain former friend of ours, not former friend.
Still a friend of ours.
Yeah, of course. Yes. Of course he is a friend of ours. Wrote a great piece about how, he might not have the winning pedigree as a manager, but he certainly has an attitude that a club with a once great winning pedigree have been without for a long time, and I completely agree with that. I'm excited. I think that win over Leicester, albeit flat and last gasp they held on to at the end there, wasn't convincing, but was a good moral boost.
Two goals.
Originally when they'd drawn Leicester, I thought, good, let Leicester have it and let them deal with it, the stress. But having seen them score two goals and see what it did, just for the fans and the players, like, get it, spark a bit of belief and a bit of hope. And I think that's what Sherwood's going to get out of them in the pitch every week.
Mm-hmm. Any more tweets here, Dobbs? Have you found out the answer to your...
I'm trying to find this, dude.
You don't need to.
Yeah, you pull up the Twitter, Charms.
All right. Andy B says, Eden, Hazard.
That was based on a question from Tiger Sammy.
What was it?
My boy. That asks, say there's an EPL super draft, all players available, you have the number one pick, who do you take?
Okay.
And I think Andy B
really?
Was... responding to that. What do you take? First draft. Overall, super draft. You got the first pick. Any Premier League player right now, who do you take?
For like one season, one game? What are we talking about?
You're starting a team. You're starting a team right now.
So it's a keeper league.
You're actually starting a team. The teams are dispersed. You're starting again. And punters, Aston Villa, Rangers.
Can I get
that
Luis
play
Flores?
At Loftus Road?
I think it's obvious.
Aston Villa Rangers, yeah. Or Queen's Park Villa.
I think it's pretty obvious. It's Jordan Ibe.
That's a good question. Who do you take?
Well, do you take Aguero because you're not getting 38 games?
No, because you're not getting a full season out of him.
Exactly, yeah.
And Yaya with his mental
state. You know what?
State,
I think it might be Eden Hazard.
It might be Hazard.
Yeah, it might be.
Christ, I might take Fabregas.
Oh, well, I thought about Fabregas too. I thought the age might weigh against him.
Yeah.
We should do this for fun one day. Play this out. Well, if we ever get to go for beers again, we should play this out.
Yeah.
Chris Smalling is my choice.
Man, he's a two-goal scorer. You're building a team. You're not going to be able to go too far if there's...
Okay, one. We got to narrow it down. Right. One. Who are you taking?
I'm going Hazard.
I might go David De Gea right now.
Oof. Goalkeeper.
Keeper. Yeah.
Wow.
Keepers are important.
Mekes Kevin Courtois.
Well, you've already chosen. Are we doing a full draft? I say we actually do.
I think I could massage his everything. I'm going to take Yaya. I still like
really,
a lot.
Everything, right? I would have said the same thing this time last year.
I know.
Here's one. Kelly. Kelly one, my, one. Kelly Maher. Ismar. We discussed that before.
Our girl. Yeah.
Maher is Kelly Maher. She asks... No, I've lost it now.
In fairness, we didn't discuss it.
Why
she
is Olivier Giroud so good looking? I mean, what do you think about his great recent form? He is good looking, though, Olivier Giroud, Kelly. Well, he is. I'm mad enough to say that.
Sure. Okay.
I still can't find the semifinal thing. It's really bothering me.
You made it up.
I think he is a very good, serviceable center forward when he's played in the right position with some creative players around him, as he is at Arsenal. Very effective, but he's not world class.
No.
And he's not elite. The center forward that Arsenal probably need to take this team to the next level.
Remember when Arsenal were heavily linked with a move for Mario Balotelli? Did they think that he was the center forward that they needed?
Wouldn't be the first.
But
Sturridge are still going to be the man. Bala was going to be
I'm talking about Arsenal.
Oh, Arsenal. Well, sorry.
This offseason before, it looked like he was going to leave Milan. Because I think that it was quite a coup that Liverpool pulled that off, if we remember not so long ago.
Mm-hmm.
But Arsenal were linked with him. And that was the idea that he would be replacing Giroud, not complementing Giroud. Because I thought Giroud was decent enough.
Yeah. Well, they wouldn't play together in the
same
team.
He's a full run. No, but with a full run, like, I think that Giroud is a number one striker in the Premier League.
Yeah, so do I. But if you're talking about the top three or four teams and teams that have aspirations to win the Champions League, I don't think he is. He might get, although, you know what? With the way Arsenal play and with Alexis Sanchez being so dominant.
Yeah.
Maybe he can be. But most successful teams have that center forward who is world-class center sure. forward.
Yeah.
I honestly don't believe you on the FA Cup.
Don't you? Okay.
I'm literally like looking for it. I'm like Googling like Liverpool to face winner Bradford and Reading. Like I can't find
have
it.
Have you done this?
I honestly don't know if you're right, Charms.
Can I?
I'm really questioning it.
Let's end the search. Have you looked up 2014-2015 FA Cup season or calendar, whatever, the Wikipedia page?
I'm going to look at that now. I went to the FA Cup site. Yeah, they would
Wikipedia
have it.
Wikipedia page will put the bracket page up.
This
is how
really
you conquer
you,
the
man.
Internet, young students. Just find
it says
Wikipedia.
TBD. Like I don't that. Think you're right.
No?
They draw again for the semis, mate.
They always used to.
Last year they did like this. I think you're wrong. I really do.
So on this Twitter podcast, did James Charman just create
they
the
draw
conspiracy
again.
That
you guys
Liverpool
were to draw again.
Want Steven Gerrard on his birthday to be in the FA Cup? I think you might have just.
Maybe.
Reports confirm that James
there.
Charman.
I'm
just
certain I'm right
this
on this.
Well,
one.
We're going to find this out. Someone will let us know.
I'm certain on this one. I think
you're not certain. You think.
Okay.
Remember, think what you're saying.
All right.
Anyway, let's massage the nostalgia nerves for a second. Remember when we were live? And someone would have tweeted us this.
I know.
This point?
It'd be great. Probably Lucas would.
Yeah, it would have.
Dr. J. Khan, our boy, we got to get his question in. With new UK TV deal, will the EPL be like the NFL, where every team can field world class talent?
No.
No, there will still be a.
That's the fear, though, from a lot of big teams across Europe. Germany were not happy with this deal at all because money does count, right? And they can now, through financial fair play, teams can afford the very best.
So
more teams can afford the best. But as long as there's four berths in the Champions League, I think ambition will drive a lot of players still.
Right.
So, yeah. Yeah.
So the fear in Germany is that it'll be like Burnley and Cardiff. Yeah.
I believe the lowest placed team in England in this new deal will make more money than Bayern Munich in their TV rights.
Wow. Actually.
We're going to find out too in Spain. It's last year too that Real and Barca can negotiate their own deals.
Yeah.
To be more spread out as of that going forward. So
interesting.
They're very nervous. Anyway, listen, guys, we've been going a long time today.
Yeah.
Good podcast, though. Did you
great podcast.
Punter's just yawning. He's had a tough day.
This is the highlight of my week.
10 minutes in.
Boys.
All right.
Well, check out sportsnut.ca.
Sportsnut.
Sportsnut. Is that porn?
They're real sportsnut, aren't you?
Sportsnut. We're real fans coming out to play. Why would an Australian accent come into
sport? I don't
I thought
know.
That was East London you had. You have your colonialism has put you all over the place.
I mean, you're South African, right, Charlie?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Anyway, check out sportsnet.ca for this weekend's broadcast schedule with Jerry Craig and Danny and the lads. We'll speak to you on Monday, myself and J-Mo with a podcast, and these two idiots will join me again next Thursday. As always, my sincerest apologies.